Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host, Joe Truini, and you're at the right place for the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. We've got a lot of information lined up for you. And in this hour, we're going to talk about holiday fire safety tips. Hey, we're going to have a lot of fun during the holidays, but there's just a few things we need to keep in the back of our mind and make sure we keep our family safe. Another thing, can you bring new life to old shower doors? You know how those shower doors start looking pretty bad? Is there anything you can do to make them look like they used to? Well, we've got some great tips along those lines. You know, aluminum storm doors are a great thing to have on the front or the back of your house, but when you start having problems with it, it just seems like it goes downhill very quickly. But we have a few solutions that'll help on making sure those storm doors look good and work as long as they should. Also, what do you do when you have your entire house, all the walls and the ceilings, covered with high gloss paint? That would get old very quick, but it's kind of hard to cover that up. We'll tell you exactly what you have to do if you're dealing with the same situation. Of course, always, we have a great simple solution waiting on you in just a few minutes. Joe, give us a little tease on that.
Okay, here's a quick tip on how to strip paint off of hardware, meaning like hinges and doorknobs, that kind of thing, because it can be kind of difficult to get it off, and you don't want to use toxic chemicals, so I've got a non-toxic way to strip off that paint.
Oh, perfect. We love some of those alternatives in using those harsh chemicals. You know, everybody's so busy during this time of the year, and it just seems that, you know, no matter what you do, it just seems like you put too many things on your list. But one guy that's really busy all the time is in the aisles of the Home Depot, our friend Danny Watson. Danny, we want to keep everybody safe this year. And what kind of suggestions do you have of things there at Home Depot that can really enforce some of the holiday fire safety tips?
Danny, fire safety comes first. I'll tell you, when you're getting ready for the holidays, make sure you've got smoke detectors installed on every level of your home. The kit that's in your smoke and carbon monoxide detector is a great choice. And then pick up a fire extinguisher. It's a good idea to have them handy just in case something happened.
And make sure everybody in the house knows where that fire extinguisher is, because you never know what exactly might happen. Also, man, I love a fresh tree. I've got a nice tree. I always like to buy a Christmas tree right at the start, you know, as soon as I can get one, so that I can keep it watered. It's amazing how much water those trees can drink.
You're right. And, you know, pick out a fresh tree when you go to pick that out. You want one that doesn't drop a whole bunch of needles. That way it's going to last as long as possible. And watering that tree every single day is important so that that tree stays nice and fresh and green. Maybe even pick up some of the preservative. That'll make it last even a little longer.
You know, so many times you want that tree kind of positioned near the fireplace. I don't know why. You know, you only have so much room, you know, in your house. But, boy, you really got to make sure you move that tree away from that fireplace enough, because it can get very combustible if it gets really dry.
Danny, they say you should keep it at least 3 feet away from your heat sources, whether it be fireplace, radiator, candles, you know, space heaters and vents, and especially the vents. I know they'll dry the tree out and really shorten the life of it. So keep that away. That way you don't have any issues, and also don't block any exits.
You know, when you're breaking out all of those holiday lights and you're starting to put them on, it's a good idea to really look at that very closely. Frayed wires, and I'll tell you what, some of the old school bulbs, you know, maybe there's some nostalgia with it, but the LED lights are a lot better and a lot safer and a lot more energy efficient.
That's true. And, you know, check those wires. You check all that out. I always plug mine in and make sure they're in good shape. It may be time to toss them and update, like you say, to some LEDs. Save you some money on your bill in the long run.
You know, this year we put a lot of lights outside, and I can remember the old days when you would go and you finally get in bed and then you realize, uh-oh, I didn't turn the lights off, and then you're going back out. Hey, nowadays it's as simple as scheduling that with the app, use your phone to turn them on and off, or just set them up on a dusk to dawn type schedule. And of course, you guys have a lot of the automation in the smart home devices that'll do that very thing.
timers and some of these smart Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. It's so amazing. It makes it so much so easy. And especially if you're out of town, your lights will still kick on, kick off. And Danny, I've got my Christmas tree actually on a remote. It was only $10 at Home Depot, and it's nice. I just press that button, and it's on and it's off. It just makes everything simple. But we've got a huge selection of timers.
That's great. Well, you guys have a lot of things to make the whole Christmas season a lot better. So get out in the aisles of Home Depot and you'll find exactly what you need. And also, like we say, for us here at Today's Homeowner and our friends at Home Depot, really keep it safe during the holiday season. Danny Watson, we appreciate you being with us again.
Thank you, Danny.
Okay, you take care. All right, Joe, tell me this now. Have you gotten, what stage are you at with your Christmas decorations? Has your wife, Marla, been cracking the whip to get everything finished?
No. Well, she has been cracking a whip, but it has nothing to do with Christmas. That's just a normal event here. Like, keep moving, keep doing something. Well, we got a tree. We also get a live tree. We go to a farm and cut it down, which is always fun. And Danny was talking about the heat and keeping it away from heat. Well, we have radiant floor heat in our family room. So the first time I put the Christmas tree up, I didn't really think about that. Of course, you're basically like cooking the tree because it's sitting in water on a radiant floor heat. It's like boiling the tree. So since then, and it dried out the tree really quickly, no matter how much water I put in it. So what I've been doing lately for the last several years is I get a quilted moving pad and I fold it like four layers thick. And then I cover that with a red tablecloth. Then we put the tree stand on top of that. So it protects, you know, it blocks that heat, radiant heat from coming up and essentially cooking that tree. So, yeah, depending on what kind of heat you have, you do want to keep the tree, a live tree, away from it.
Well, that's like a heated towel rack, you know, a heated blanket rack there. So if you get a little cold, you can grab the blanket and cuddle up and put it back. I like that
idea.
When
we had cats, the cats always used to sit right there all Christmas season long, right under the tree.
Why not? Great idea. Well, Sharon wanted my wife wanted a large tree. And every time she would get an 11-foot tree, she'd end up with a 10-foot tree. You know, or she get a 10-foot tree, she'd end up with a 9-foot tree. So she said, okay, well, I'm going to get a 12-foot tree. Well, it's 13 feet tall. So with 12-foot ceilings, I said, well, should I just cut the drywall out and just stick it up in the attic?
Poke it up through.
In lieu of that, I trimmed it up a little bit, put it in there, and then the bottom limbs looked pretty bad. So I gave her, a pair of loppers.
Uh-oh.
Now, what was I thinking? So she started trimming and started trimming. She got the tree looking really, really good, but now the limbs are about 3 feet off the ground. So she says, well, we'll put a lot of presents under there. Oh, we're going downhill so bad now. So instead, it's a very large, very heavy tree. We actually had three people help us. They lifted the tree up.
Right.
I took a saw, boom, cut off about 14 inches.
Wow.
Put it back in, tightened it all down. Now the tree looks absolutely beautiful. So
is it now a 5-foot tree?
No, it's still
Am I not removing 8 feet of the tree? Yeah.
It's still a mammoth tree. So I know she'll be headed to Home Depot to get more LED lights, more than anyway. So you know how it is. And this is after I brought in the 28 boxes from my storage building of different
decorations.
Different decorations.
Wow.
So. It's a regular frenzy around here, I'll tell you, but
yeah.
It's going to look nice, and she'll get it all put up just in time, probably, for us to start taking it back down, you know?
Yeah, I usually string the lights. I put up the tree. I cut the tree. I bring it home. I put it up, and I put on the lights, but then I let Marla and the kids decorate it. They seem to enjoy that more once I get the lights on it.
Yeah. Well, what do you put on the top of the tree? Do you have something?
We have a star from Germany. It's like really beautiful gold kind of filigree type of, and it has this wire on the end that you just wrap around the top of the tree.
Uh-huh.
We've had it since before we were married, I guess. So there you go.
Perfect.
38 years. Wow.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you, my girls loved it when we, it was kind of a ceremony to put the angel, this big angel with the big skirt thing that you would put on there. And as flimsy as it could be, so it broke almost every year. So we have to do a little repair first. Yeah, you were talking about
angel
the wire.
Surgery.
Yeah, ours had wire too, holding the darn thing together. So, you know, but it was always a big, big ceremony there. But it was real light and everything. I'll tell you, I was watching television the other day and they were talking about the big tree in Rockefeller Plaza there.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the ornament that went on top of the tree weighed 900 pounds.
What?
Now, how could that be?
That doesn't sound right.
First of all, why?
Right.
But they showed this crane, and it, you know, set pretty good ways down on there. Of course, we're talking about a substantial tree here, but next time, you know, you'll see that on TV. I want to zoom in on that and just see exactly what kind of lead they have in there. So.
Yeah, I think the tree may have, we get quite a few times the tree comes from Connecticut. It usually comes from a surrounding area. But I think this year it came from like quite a distance. I want to say like Virginia or someplace.
How about that?
I guess if you have a tree on your property, just contact NBC, I guess.
They say there's a 10-year waiting period or waiting list or something like that. So all kinds of traditions. Some of them get a little extravagant. A 900-pound tree topper there is pretty extravagant. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever to me. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about a glass sliding door that you may have, a shower door, and it might not be looking like it did when you first put it in. Can you revive it? Can you make that glass a little clearer than it is right now? We have some tips on that and a whole lot more. We're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Call today's homeowner anytime, 800-946-4420.
What makes the holidays so magical? Oddly enough, it's not magic. It happens when something appears right when you need it, like the holiday gifts you ordered and had delivered with the Home Depot app. Or when you can build something out of nothing by watching our holiday how-to videos. Or when you know what an object is just by snapping a photo with image search on our app. These things don't take magic. Nope, you just need the impressive technology behind our app. Make the holidays yours with a little help from the Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're heard coast to coast on some amazing stations like this one, WWTK News Talk, 7:30 a.m. in Lake Placid, Florida. Thanks to everybody listening in Highlands Country. We really appreciate that. Joe, I've been sandbagging on you a little bit here. I wanted to mention a little something we'll talk about a lot more in the coming weeks. During this week, we have picked up 15 more radio stations to join the Today's Homeowner Radio Network of stations. They'll be starting in on the first of the year, part of our kind of migration of stations from our friends, the Carey Brothers, who are hanging up their headphones and so forth. So pretty exciting times here around Today's Homeowner Radio.
That's great. It's a great way to start the new year, too. And so what are we up to now? Well over 330 stations?
Yeah, about 335, and there will be more. There will be
coast
a lot more
coast
that are coming on board. So.
Well, we love every single one of them, so that's great.
That's right. Very, very exciting. So we have a lot of things planned for the new year, and looking forward to all of that. But right now, let's see if we can head down to Miami and help Judy out. Judy, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house with this shower door enclosure.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sliding glass doors on our shower broke, so we replaced it. And of course, the new door is crystal clear, but the old one looks cloudy and pretty off next to it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the minerals in our water. I'm not really sure, but have a solution for cleaning the old one?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, there's so many different types of glass, too. That's another thing. And, oh, by the way, when the other door broke, did it just shatter because of that tempered glass?
Yes, yes, it sure did.
I have a feeling it wasn't Judy who shattered that glass. That's be a story behind there.
No.
Did someone walk into it, didn't see it? What happened there?
My husband, who likes to do things around the house, was removing it, and actually he didn't drop it or knock it. It just literally shattered.
Oh, boy.
All over the place.
Yeah, that's amazing, that tempered glass like that and what it can do when that breaks. Like I say, you'll be finding little pieces of glass for years around there, I'm sure. But
especially in my feet.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, Joe, what do you think? Do you think there's, of course, you know, different ways of thoroughly cleaning right. it? I mean, really cleaning it is probably the first step. What would you recommend to Judy on this, a good approach?
Well, Judy, I'm sure there's some kind of commercial cleanser, but we always recommend some homemade, non-toxic kind of cleaner you can make. And there's a general household cleaner that we've mentioned before here on the radio. And it's simply you get a 1-quart spray bottle and you put in half a cup of rubbing alcohol and 2/3 cup of white vinegar, and then you just top off the bottle with water and you use that to clean almost any surface in the house. And I would certainly start with that. Spray it on and try it. If it's just soap deposits and water staining, you know, that would probably clean it. Now, if it is hard water deposits that have gotten on the glass, you have to use some sort of acid, and we always recommend lemon juice because it's amazing how strong lemon juice actually is. So you can mix. I've tried this one technique, which works pretty well. You just mix lemon juice with baking soda, and you kind of rub it on, brush it on the glass, however you can get it on there. Let it wait like 5 or 10 minutes, then scrub it off with a scouring sponge. And then there's another technique I've heard where you just take a lemon and dip it, cut it in half and dip it into the baking soda, then use that as kind of like a sponge, and you can scrub it off. So you can try either of those.
Okay.
And then once you get it clean, what you can do is apply. Are you familiar with a product called Rain-X?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's used for windshield. Put it on windshield so water sheds off. Well, you can use that. It works just as well on the inside surface of the glass. Not only will the water shear off it, but it won't get as cloudy as quickly as if you didn't protect it. And then the only last thing, which is a bit of a pain in the neck, because I do it here every day when I shower, is I keep a rubber squeegee in the shower and you squeegee off the glass after every shower.
Okay.
And I must admit, it is a pain in the neck, but if you get that water off, that'll also deter any spotting or eventual buildup of soap deposits.
Great. This is all very helpful.
And keep your husband away from the shower
right.
door.
That's right.
That's
sure
the other
will.
Tip.
Yeah. All breakable DIY projects you need to get somebody else. So we don't want to pick on your husband, but Judy, I hope this makes it blend in a little bit better. I'm sure that it will when you get that thoroughly cleaned. And if we can help you on anything else, let us know. And happy holidays to you.
You too. Thanks so much for taking my question.
Oh, our pleasure.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much. Have a great weekend.
It is amazing when that tempered glass breaks.
Oh,
boy,
yeah.
You realize why someone invented tempered glass, because
yeah.
that could have been.
Well, you know, like you see windshields or things like that where, you
yeah.
know, and boy, that goes all over. So that's a tough one on the vacuum cleaner when you're using it on that, too. So
yeah, that's right.
Hey, I want to pick up an email here. It's kind of a unique
okay.
email I want to share with you. I'd love to get an email from you right now. todayshomeowner.com/ask. This says from Trevor. And Trevor says, "Hi, Danny. I'm from the UK, but I spend approximately half of my year at my second home in Florida. While I'm in the UK, I always have my TV system in Florida set up to record your programs. And when I'm in Florida, I spend a lot of evenings catching up on your TV show. Of course, the daylight hours are spent doing all of the stuff your program has inspired me to work on. But there is one project that I need a little help on that I need to complete. Immediately outside my front door is a small area of brick paving, approximately 6x8. This leads to a cement footpath, which carries on out to the curb. Over the years, the brick area seems to have settled a bit into the ground so that now it's about a half inch lower than the concrete footpath. So when it rains, water gathers in this area right outside my front door, and visitors then have to tiptoe in across what he's calling his mini moat. Obviously, this is...
Well, he is from the UK.
Well, that's true. Yeah, a lot of moats there. Obviously, this is not good when they're wearing open-toed sandals, which I'm sure in Florida happens quite a bit. So what do you suggest in a way that I can easily raise this area? Do I need to go over it, put thick tiles on it? Many thanks in advance for your help. Regards, Trevor."
A drawbridge,
that's right. Or just a pebble path right across the middle of it there. Well, I tell you, I don't think you're not going to be able to raise that up. The things that we're not sure of is if it's on a concrete slab, a solid surface like that, or if it's just simply, you know, if it's brick pavers, most likely it is on some type of compactable surface that maybe a little water started getting in it, it started settling and so forth. So I think what Trevor will have to do is to remove all of the existing bricks, brick pavers, and then just raise the base of it, which is very easy with the paved stone paver base, that's the crushed stone, to put it down over it, take a tamp it down. It's amazing how hard and solid of a foundation that'll provide. And then reuse the same bricks. Now, that's assuming that they're not mortared in. If they are mortared in, then that's going to take a little more work. But either way, you're not going to find a way to raise that up, I don't believe. I'm sure he's going to need to just relay these brick, and hopefully he can save all of them so that he doesn't have to buy any more pavers.
Yeah, absolutely. And he may have to, when he starts compacting that gravel, if that ground's a little bit wet, he may be pounding in, you know, several bags of gravel until it finally solidifies. But you're right, from the very beginning, if there's water that's continually washing over this area, it doesn't matter what he does, it's going to get washed away unless he digs down several feet and pours concrete. So I think he has to address that matter as well, because you'd hate to have repair it and then, you know, next year find it sunken again because water keeps washing through that area.
Yeah, you know, in any situation, whether it's concrete, whether it's gravel, no matter what it is, if water settles there, it's going to affect the foundation. And it's really serious when you have water ponding around your home. And, you know, I always tell people when the next heavy rain you have, that's the best time to see how the water moves away from your home, or maybe doesn't move away from your home. So put on your rain jacket, grab that umbrella and your rubber boots, and just slowly walk around the house and look for any area that water might be ponding there. Because, Joe, you know, a lot of people will put border grass or other things there around and actually not meaning to, but they cause a damming effect to keep that water running away. So that's something.
He may eventually need a trench drain where the patio meets the stone, and maybe that'll help.
Exactly. Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you about a cordless handheld leaf blower that'll blow 120 miles an hour here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Call Today's Homeowner anytime, 800-946-4420.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. Now, does it ever feel like it just would be easier to sweep off the driveway and sidewalks than to chase every little leaf with an underpowered blower? Well, that frustration of having to get right on top of the debris to move it off your driveway is what led Milwaukee to develop their M18 Fuel 18-volt brushless cordless handheld blower. Listen to some of this. Now, this blower has the power to clear from 15 feet away because the PowerState brushless motor can deliver 450 cubic foot of air per minute at about 120 miles per hour, and it gets to be full throttle in just under 1 second, and this is a very important part of it. It's up to 4 pounds lighter than most of the competitors, and with both high and low speed settings and a variable speed trigger, you have the control to clear debris from, say, delicate areas like flower beds without moving all of your mulch out of there. There's also a lock-on button that allows the blower to be locked in on full throttle when you're tackling maybe some of the big jobs like that big patio or something along those lines. And it's part of the M18 system, so it's compatible with over 200 other cordless Milwaukee tools. So for more information on this Milwaukee M18 Fuel 18-volt brushless cordless handheld blower, log on to HomeDepot.com. You might want to keep that out of the hands of the kids there, because I don't know, they could get in a lot of trouble, blow out all the window screens and knock their little sister over, you know, and things like that.
That's right.
But have you seen some of the videos where the guys have been like on in a wagon or a bicycle or something, and they have a umbrella with a leaf blower,
right,
and they're zooming down the road. Now, I don't know how authentic that is.
So it works like a sail, like a sailboat.
Yeah, I've got to try that one.
I've seen people on office chairs.
Yeah,
on, you know, office chairs with the wheels.
Yeah,
and with the leaf blower and blasting themselves down the hallway.
I think I'm going to try that.
Yeah, you should. That's how you should get to work every morning.
You know, to heck with riding bicycles during, you know, with having the kids down riding bicycles. We're going to grab the leaf blower and really show them some fun down here. So,
be a good way to get the ornaments off the tree at the end of the season, too. Just blow
exactly.
them right off.
Hey, let's get right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline. We're going to Chicago. Peter's on the line. Peter, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house.
I have a problem with my outer front aluminum door. The hinges on the top and the middle part of the door are fine. My problem is with the bottom hinge. The three screws that hold the hinge to the door keep popping out when the door is open. How do I go about fixing this?
Okay. Yeah, you know, that's one of the things, you know, aluminum doors are great because they're lightweight and, you know, the almost no maintenance at all of that. But they are it's a very soft metal. So even though you use some of the panhead type aggressive screws in there, if it gets just a little bit of tension from somewhere, they will strip right out of there. Now, what I've done in the past, of course, I'm a big believer in the two-part epoxy glue. I've taken the hinge, moved the hinge over, take a hammer, and just kind of flatten that out, because a lot of times it will have some protruding parts of the aluminum, and just tap it out flat and then mix up some of the two-part epoxy. You know, they have the double syringes that are available at the home center, the little small packs, and mix up a little bit of that, equal parts, and then just apply it, you know, very liberally right along that hinge, and then put that hinge back together. Put the screws in it, because that will hold it, and just make sure that you're clamping it or taping it or something. I'd go maybe, you know, 10 or 15 minutes with it. But that seems to bind really, really well, that smooth hinge and that smooth surface. Putting the screws back in that also interact with the epoxy glue, that's worked very, very well with me. Joe, have you had any other situations like this that you've had to deal with?
Yeah, Peter, the problem, of course, is aluminum is pretty weather resistant, but it's soft, so screws can be pulled right out. And there are a couple of things I would try that you could try. One would be drill out a slightly larger hole in the hinge leaf itself, and then just put in a larger diameter sheet metal screw. So what you're basically doing is driving a fatter screw through a thinner hole, and that will usually hold it. And if that's difficult to do for whatever reason, you know, maybe that the screw hole is really just way too big to put in a proper screw, you could just bolt straight through it. I would use stainless steel. I wouldn't even use galvanized. I'd use a stainless steel, either machine screw or a short carriage bolt. And these would be relatively small diameter. The head of the fastener would be on the outside and the nut would be on the inside. And once you bolt straight through it, then, of course, you don't have any worries about it ever pulling out. The nut might loosen up occasionally, but that would be easy enough to tighten up. And if any of the threaded bolt is sticking out on the inside and you think it might be in the way of, you know, someone scratching their leg on it or whatever, you could just trim it off and then, you know, file it smooth. So I think one of those techniques, or as Danny said, if you want to try the epoxy glue, that might work as well. What do you think, Peter?
I think it's doable. I'll give it a try.
Okay. Let us know how it works out.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah, a lot easier and cheaper than buying a new one. So, Peter, you take care and have a great weekend. We appreciate you being part of the show today.
Thank you very much.
All right, our pleasure. You know, you're right, though, Joe. The you know, the wooden, I love wooden screen doors and so forth, but
right.
they just sag and swell up and all kinds of things. I've seen some very, very nice ones, but there are some extremely nice, very attractive aluminum doors out there as well.
Right, yeah.
I know I installed one recently. I bet the thing weighed 75 pounds. It was it must have been filled with something. I don't know what it was,
wow.
But it was a much more solid one than I've ever dealt with.
Yeah, especially if you live like he's in Chicago, I'm in Connecticut, and wooden doors, they look great, but they don't last. The weather just beats them up.
Hey, I want to share something with you on a countertop finishing kit we used recently, because, you know, one of the reasons we produce the Today's Homeowner Radio and Television shows is to empower people to improve their homes without having to hire the work out. And it isn't about always saving money. That's a great thing, but I'm never afraid to pinch a penny or two, and there's something to be said for the gratification of doing a job with your own two hands. Well, whatever your reason for doing it yourself, if countertops are a part of your next project, you need to check out the Spreadstone mineral select countertop finishing kits from Deitch Coatings. Now, rather than tearing out your old counters and paying a stone fabricator to make and install new ones, you can get that look and feel of real stone all by yourself in just a weekend. These kits come in 11 different colors that mimic real granite, so you can choose the one that fits your style and decor. The system features a simple process that uses a primer, a stone coating, and a clear coat finish. Plus, the kit includes all the tools you need to apply the coatings. It's as easy as painting, but unlike paint, this coating actually contains real stone, so you get the highlights of real minerals and a finish with the durability of stone for your counter. So if you want to upgrade your flat existing surface with the performance of granite, check out DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7-to-1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Gutter Brush is a simple gutter guard I've recommended for years. It's easy. Just slide 3-foot sections of gutter brush into your gutters and leave them there year-round to keep gutters flowing. Right now, they're having their big fall sale, 25% off and free shipping with code DANNY when you order direct at gutterbrush.com. Most homes are protected for just $200 to $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433 to get free shipping and 25% off with code DANNY.
Are drafty windows causing a chill in your home? Keep the cold out with Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kits. This window film creates an added barrier between warm inside air and the frigid temperatures outside, blocking drafts that steal energy and drive up your heating bill. The puncture-resistant film is 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high traffic or pet-friendly homes. And the crystal clear film is easy to install and remove once warmer weather arrives. Visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where we're here to help you with any challenge that you may be having with your home. So you need to reach out to us. We make it very easy. Send us an email anytime at todayshomeowner.com/ask or pick up the phone and call us 800-946-4420. That's the Today's Homeowner hotline. Right now on the hotline is Gene. Welcome to the show. And you've got a unique situation here in your house. Tell us all about it. See if we can help you out a little bit.
I do. I have a challenging situation, one that I've never seen before. I recently had to downsize during the pandemic, and I purchased a condo. The person who owned the condo prior to me, it was a rental, and I didn't know it was a rental for a long period of time. He painted every wall and the ceiling in the entire place a high gloss thick enamel. And my challenge is, how do I get a situation where it's cost effective and a durable job with longevity? Where do I even start?
Wow, that is, I had never heard of that. I'm not sure why anybody would do that.
Yeah, well, probably someone gave him some bad advice and said, you know, hey, if you really want a durable wall, you can do this without any thought of the end result on it and so forth. Now, I noticed in your notes about the call that you were that you've maybe done some sanding. Have you, you've tried some sanding on it?
I did have a contractor in who tried some sanding. He suggested a primer and two coats, and the problem with that was the end result wasn't durable. Any scuff or mark or dent became huge and it wouldn't clean. And actually one area peeled off, like the enamel came through and I was able to like peel it off. And I just don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, I think the probably the best approach is, of course, the key thing here is the primer. And, of course, there are some unbelievable primers that will stick to just about anything. But you still, you know, have you may have I don't know if the person was a smoker or, you know, if they've had, you know, it, you know, proper ventilation in the house. So you have a surface dirt that you might not even realize that really has to be cleaned off. Now, that cleaning process can be done with light sanding. So you really wouldn't have to do a tremendous amount of sanding. And this doesn't even have to be done mechanically. It can be done with a sander, a pole sander, like the drywall finishers use.
Okay.
And you can just lightly sand over it, and then you want to wipe all of the dust off of it. Then you want to go with a good primer. And Joe, do you think the bonding primer that we recommend a lot is the best way for Gene to approach that?
Yeah, either bonding primer, Gene, or they do make the very best primers are called restoration primers, and they're really thick, and they do a great job of covering. They're typically designed for going over like a water-stained area that would bleed through any other kind of primer. So you could look for those. But yet, I think Danny's right. The problem is that you have to add what they call some tooth to the paint, to the existing paint. You have to rough it up so that the other paint can stick to it. Now, you'd only need to use like 220 grit sandpaper, which is relatively fine. And a pole sander is a good recommendation. It's basically just a flat pad on a long pole that has a little knuckle joint on it, so it swivels, so it makes it really easy. But you're doing the whole house, so
I'm going to do one room at a time. Yes,
that's the way to do it.
That's what I was going to recommend. Yeah.
The other thing I would, or maybe just do the ceiling in one room and test this, or a wall, one wall and test it. Now, the other way that you can get paint to stick to a surface is with a liquid deglosser. There are products called deglossers, and there's a bunch of companies that make one. Crud Cutter makes one called Gloss Off. Liquid sandpaper is another one made by a company called Clean Strip.
Clean Strip. I'm taking notes here.
Good.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Clean Strip is spelled with a K, Clean Strip. And they make a product called Liquid Sandpaper, M-1. Most people know them as the additive to paint for as a mildicide, but they also make a gloss remover. So any hardware store home center should carry these. Now, the problem is they're not usually designed to do a whole house.
Right.
You know, it might get a little expensive, but those would definitely work. So again, maybe you want to test a couple of these techniques in a couple of different places, paint it, and then I guess wait and see what happens. And what are you going over the top coat? Not flat? Is it you're going all the way to flat, or are you going to try something in between, like a satin?
Yeah, like a semi-gloss. You know, I have the living room, dining room, kitchen. I have everything. And what you don't know when you're buying during the pandemic and it's frenzy and you have to decide fast when all the artwork and all the furniture was in there, I didn't examine the paint on the wall really, really closely. And unfortunately, the inspector...
Who does?
Exactly. And it looked okay. It was just doable. I knew I was going to change it, but when I went to change it, the challenge was so huge and costly, and I just thought I really need to reach out to, especially Danny, because I trust him in my home every weekend with my coffee, and someone that you trust.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'd also recommend the eggshell finish, as always, seems to be good for a lot of basic living areas. Still have a good durability and washability to it, and, you know, it's not shiny as much. But I certainly hope you can get past this little challenge, and you've got the right attitude to do it one room at a time to be able to handle that.
And, Gene, another technique would be to put up wainscoting in any rooms that you think it would look nice, and this way you only have to worry about painting, you know, maybe half of the wall, a little more than half of the wall.
That's a great idea. I didn't think of that. And one more question, please, if I may, if we have time. Would wallpaper, like a removable, a really cool kind of retro look, would wallpaper stick to the gloss paint, or would that come off?
Well, I think you would with the wallpaper. You would need to put a sizing on that, and that'll allow that to work. But best of luck to you on that, Gene.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420, 800-946-4420.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
What makes the holidays so magical? Oddly enough, it's not magic. It happens when something appears right when you need it, like the holiday gifts you ordered and had delivered with the Home Depot app. Or when you can build something out of nothing by watching our holiday how-to videos. Or when you know what an object is just by snapping a photo with image search on our app. These things don't take magic. Nope, you just need the impressive technology behind our app. Make the holidays yours with a little help from the Home Depot app. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And welcome back to the show. We always talk about our simple solution. And, you know, you can go right now to todayshomeowner.com/simple solution and find out about all kinds of things. Over 500 simple solutions are waiting on you right there on things like how to clean the inside of the glass on an oven door. Might be doing a lot of baking right now. You might want to clean that up a little bit. How to improve the heat flow of a baseboard heater. How to stack firewood so that it seasons much faster. Extremely important. Also, you might need to do a little spot cleaning on carpet or upholstery. Have some great tips for you there. Again, todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. But right now, Joe's got one for us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
All right, Danny, here's an easy, non-toxic, very key word here, non-toxic way to strip paint. Often you have to use some kind of chemicals, but here's a way to do it. Using 2 cups of white vinegar, our favorite material. And this is, by the way, this is for, you can strip paint off of almost anything, but this specifically is for hardware, door hardware, hinges, knobs, locks, because some of the really nice hardware you can't get anymore. And if you're refinishing a room and you want to redo the hardware, people often paint over hinges for some reason. This is a way to get it off. So what you want to do is you want to heat the vinegar. So you got heat 2 cups of vinegar and 1 cup of water in a pot on the stove, and then just place the paint encrusted hardware into an old metal cake pan and pour the water over it, the water and vinegar solution over it. And you have to let it soak, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 minutes, something like that, depending how many layers of paint are on there. And then once that happens, the vinegar will actually soften up that paint. And then you can scrub it off with not a wire brush, but a brass bristle brush. You can actually get brushes that have brass bristles because the metal ones, of course, will scratch up, especially if it's a brass hardware, will scratch it up. And that's all you need to do. And you'd be surprised. And a lot of these hinges, if they have any kind of decorative feature stamped into it or carved into it, you know, how do you get the paint out? You can't just sand it out or scratch it out. So this technique works really well.
Well, that's great. I know we tried that one time and it did work very well. And the hinges that we save, really good quality hinges, probably better than, you know, a lot of them that you find. So that was well worth what little bit of an effort we had there.
Right. Yeah.
Again, todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Also want to remind you about what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. We're back at Chelsea's Ranch Revival, and we're talking about how you can really save some money. First of all, she had a very old heating system, so she put in a brand new heating and cooling system that allowed her to save 25% to 30% on her energy bill. We also installed Rockwool R30 Comfort Bat insulation in the attic and the crawl space. And then we put in a little smart technology with Leviton smart Wi-Fi outlet, a very unique level bolt smart lock, which was controlled by her smartphone, and also a Rainbird irrigation controller, and a whole lot more. Some very, very simple things. Also had already replaced the windows in there, and she's seen a significant difference in her power bill. And when you start looking at 35% to 40% savings on your power bill, it won't take long to pay for any of those home improvement projects that you've done related to energy saving. So check it out this week, and you can find out where you can see the Today's Homeowner television show each week where you live by going to todayshomeowner.com, and you can click right on the view button to find out exactly where it is in your area. Hey, we really appreciate you being with us on this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. And if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, jump over to our website, todayshomeowner.com, so that you don't miss a thing. And remember, our very popular podcast, the Today's Homeowner Podcast. You can find out more by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. Danny Lipford, along with Joe Truini, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420. Or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.